On the streets of Bangkok, Thailand, food is on almost every corner. Pim Teshamoon Wewit grew up in the city eating the delectable treats. Pim now lives in California, but when she returns to Bangkok for a visit, she sees changes in the way the food is being presented.
When I was a little girl in Thailand, my favorite street snack, Khanom Krok, was sold not in a styrofoam or paper box like it is today, but in these little boats made of baitong, or banana leaf. Back then, so many desserts or even savory foods were served in packets and containers made of everything from lotus leaf, banana leaf, or even the long, thin pandan leaf woven into a basket. Those were the original green packaging, local and sustainable. Then plastic became less expensive, and the even cheaper styrofoam arrived. The opportunity to pollute the environment was equalized for all. These days, when I go home for a visit, I find fewer and fewer of these natural packages. When I see them, I can't help savoring a little taste of time gone by. There used to be charcoal grilled chicken sold at practically every street corner. Each chicken is spatchcocked, the backbone is removed, then the chicken is flattened. It's then kept in place with a tricky maneuver of splitting a thick stick of bamboo into two layers of connected prongs. The chicken is slipped in between the layers, with the strong bamboo prongs securing the chicken in place. When you buy one, you can take home the entire chicken on a stick, no extra bag needed. Among the best Thai dessert was khao lam, tubes of bamboo stuffed with sticky rice and coconut milk, sweetened with palm sugar. The tubes are filled with the cooked rice, then left to burn in smoldering ash until everything caramelized and turned deliciously gooey. Another old favorite of mine is khanom jak. Made of the meat of the jak palm mixed with coconut milk and flour, then wrapped in the leaves of the jak palm itself and secure with little sharpened sticks. Khanom jak is cooked on the grill, with the elongated jak leaf not only giving a unique aroma, but also making it easy to hold on to the ends while turning the package over the fire. These little tricks are quite ingenious. They're simple yet elegant solutions that take advantage of local and renewable resources. Unfortunately, even among these few examples that remain, there are signs of the inevitable. Looking closely, I can see that the thin khanom jak packages are now closed with stapler clips instead of the sharpened sticks. The khao lam in a bamboo tube used to be topped by bamboo leaves folded like a giant cork. It's now covered instead with gaudy plastic. It's only a matter of time, I suppose, before these beautiful traditions disappear completely. Meanwhile, I'm savoring everyone that I come across. I'm never sure if it will be the last time I'll ever see it.
Pim Teshamoon Wewit writes a food blog called Shea Pim. To see photos of some of the delicacies she mentioned, go to our website, livingonearth.org. Coming up, fleeing the advance of the ocean, Tuvaluans head for New Zealand.